Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And Father, thank you for being with us today, giving us wisdom about the days to come, helping us to know that we have a defense in our Psalm 91 Passover. Thank you so much, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I want to look at a revelation that we got about deep state attack on Christianity. Yeah, Vanessa Weeks got this on June 23rd, 2019. And she said, in a dream, I was listening to a radio program, and a man was talking about the deep state's plans, informing and warning the listeners. He said they had developed a weapon that was a disc-shaped object that they had tested in the sky. And I believe they've been testing these for years. And I believe these are the flying saucers, the demon-slash-alien spacecraft. Of course, they're demon, not alien. That have been discovered and reverse engineered and manufactured by the United States. I believe only a small portion of our government knows about these. Obviously, jet planes have run across them regularly. People have seen them in the skies doing things that cannot be done by normal aircraft. They've been seen and followed by jets, not knowing that their own government made these things. I'm not saying other governments haven't. They have. A whistleblower whose claims have been backed up, quote, unquestionably one of the most famous men associated with S4, Sector 4, is physicist Bob Lazar. Robert Scott Lazar was born in Coral Gables, Florida, in 1959, and is a name that numerous people associate with alien spaceship reverse engineering. And you can search for reverse engineered UFOs for much information. I'll just read you a little piece of one here. I believe that this is the clue here. This article is called Bob Lazar Worked on Alien Spaceship Reverse Engineering, Lockheed Martin's Senior Scientist. And of course they tried to cover this up, but they weren't able because there were too many people that knew about it already. Unquestionably one of the most famous men associated with S4 is physicist Bob Lazar. This was due to the fact that he claims to have been employed at a complex recognized as S4 deep within the now dry Papoose Lake bed from 1988 until 1989 as a physicist at an area called S4 or Sector 4 located near Groom Lake, Nevada, next to Area 51. According to Lazar, S4 served as a hidden military location for the study of and possibly reverse engineering extraterrestrial flying saucers. Lazar says he saw 9 different discs there and provides details on their mode of propulsion. Bob portrayed the complex as having been built into the bottom of the Papoose Range with 9 aircraft-style hangar doors angled at 60 degrees, meaning they were made for something to take off going straight out, you know, instead of straight forward as normal aircraft. And then he's got a picture of it here. Of the design of it, not a picture, but a diagram here of the design of it with the openings to fit these different aircraft. Lazar described the spacecraft that he performed on as being powered. The energy source named Element 115 through an antimatter reactor. And here is another sketch design of that. Many, many years ago, I read a popular science which revealed the flying saucer that the United States had. This was when I was a young boy. It had design pictures of it, everything that it did, stories about it, so on and so forth. It was very interesting. I used to get Popular Mechanics and Popular Science at that time. Anyway, this goes on to say, the major Bob Lazar's scientific disclosures was the existence of a stable isotope of element 115, which is needed for the ship's antimatter reactor. During the time period when Bob Lazar first spoke with George Knapp on Coast to Coast in 1989 AM under the cover name Dennis, science had not yet discovered element 115, not openly. Here's a part of the article on element 115. Bob Lazar stated that the sport model flying disc amplified the strong nuclear force of element 115. It was called unknown pentium or UUP. To generate the gravity field for space-time compression. Bob also stated that the U.S. government had 500 pounds of element 115 in their possession. The raw element 115 was given to the U.S. government at S4 by the Reticulan EBEs, or extraterrestrial biological entities. Listen, these are demons manifested in flesh. Just like angels came in flesh in the Bible, God himself came in a theophany in the Bible. And the evil angels or fallen angels can do the same thing. And it was given to them in the form of discs. The scientists at S4 sent the element 115 discs through Groom Lake to Los Alamos National Laboratory in New Mexico to be milled for use in the antimatter reactor. The Los Alamos personnel were told it was a new form of armor. They simply followed orders, milled it in accordance with the following steps, and sent it back to Groom Lake. Bob Lazar, education and employment records controversy. This covers, okay? Bob Lazar, evidence to support his employment and subsequent whistleblowing claims came by way of a pay slip which contains the intriguing designation E-6722MAJ and an internal telephone listing of the Meeson Laboratories in 1982, which included Bob Lazar's name. It was also identified that his taxation documents incorporated the contract number he was provided while working at S4. Certainly some convincing evidence to support his employment at the top secret base. However, people started to become somewhat skeptical of his claims when it was emerged that his educational background did not stand up to scrutiny. No substantiated evidence could be found or intentionally removed that he had attended California Institute of Technology or the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, as he had previously stated. Yes, it was removed because too many other evidences came forward. 2004 scientific breakthrough provided credibility to Bob Lazar's claims. In Lazar's first interview, he talked about element 115, 15 years later, in 2004, scientific breakthrough, however, provides significant credibility to Bob Lazar's claims rather than discrediting his claims when scientists at the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory, in collaboration with researchers from the Joint Institute for Nuclear Research in Russia, announced that they had discovered two new super heavy elements, element 113 and element 115. Of course, it was obviously discovered long before that. The isotope of element 115, produced by bombarding an American Americium 243 nucleus with a calcium 48 nucleus, rapidly decaying to element 113, and then continued to decay until a metastable isotope was obtained. NASA antimatter reactor. In 2006, NASA had officially talked about antimatter reactor 2. Down below is what they had said. Some antimatter reactions produce blasts of high-energy gamma rays. Gamma rays are like X-rays on steroids. They penetrate matter and break apart molecules and cells, so they are not healthy to be around. High-energy gamma rays can also make the engines radioactive by fragmenting atoms of the engine material. The NASA Institute for Advanced Concepts is funding a team of researchers working on a new design for an antimatter-powered spaceship that avoids this nasty side effect of producing gamma rays with much lower energy. Antimatter is sometimes called the mirror image of normal matter because while it looks just like ordinary matter, some properties are reversed. For example, normal electrons, the familiar particles that carry electric current in everything from cell phones to plasma TVs, have a negative electric charge. Anti-electrons have a positive charge, so scientists dub them positrons. When antimatter meets matter, both annihilate with a flash of energy. This complete conversion to energy is what makes antimatter so powerful. Even the nuclear reactions that power atomic bombs come in a distant second, with only about 3% of their mass converted to energy. Previous antimatter-powered spaceship designs employed antiprotons, which produce high-energy gamma rays when they annihilate. The new design will be used will use positrons, which make gamma rays with about 400 times less energy. Oh, and let's see, I'm going down a little bit here. Certainly Bob Lazar and alien space reverse engineering go together well in terms of conspiracy theories. However, given the information to support his employment at the U.S. base, some parts of his claims indeed stack up. But now, in last developments, as we discover in Down Below interview, Bob Lazar claims get validated by senior scientist for Lockheed Martin, Boyd Bushman. I can't play that. It's a video. But it'll be linked on here. As a senior research engineer, Boyd Bushman worked for Lockheed Martin, Texas Instruments, and Hughes Aircraft. He is regarded as one of the inventors of the Stinger missile, and he speaks on camera about Area 51 and advanced propulsion systems being tested there. And on and on. And if you go on the internet, you will find much on this. Okay. So I just wanted to give you just a tiny taste of it. Also, you'll find that the Germans re-engineered alien spacecrafts too and made their own flying saucers. And some of those they got running again afterwards. So you can find that on the internet too. Okay, I'll put a couple of links here for this part. Then Vanessa goes on. She said, this disc-shaped flying object was already or will be, over a small town in the USA. Now, remember, she was listening to this radio program, hearing all this. And it sprayed or will spray out poison or pestilence. And he related that the deep state was excited because it was sure, at least in their eyes, to destroy all the inhabitants of what? The small town. Now, what does taking out a small town do? I saw them with DEW weapons take out a small town, Paradise, and another small town down towards the Gulf Coast with DEW weapons. It was very plain. You could actually see the beams. Have they got these on these things? I don't know. But this is talking about spraying poison, which we have talked a lot about before. So they were deep state. The deep state was excited about this destruction of the inhabitants of this small town. So why would this make such a big difference? Well, I'm going to tell you, the first thing that came to my mind when I read this text was about a little city attacked by a great king in Ecclesiastes 9:12 through 18. Listen carefully. What is this little city? That's what we're looking for, to find out what is this little city, this small town. Okay. For man also knoweth not his time, as the fishes that are taken in an evil net. Yes, they are seeking to trap God's people. And as birds that are caught in the snare, even so are the sons of men snared in an evil time when it falleth suddenly upon them. I have also seen wisdom. Now, you know Jesus was called the wisdom of God. I have seen wisdom under the sun on this wise, and it seemed great unto me. There was a little city. There it is, the little city. Now I'm going to say this little city is chosen Christianity, which the elite in the deep state, who are Satanists, are violently opposed to and do everything they can to destroy. They thought that through Obama and the invasion, they would have been able to do this by now. But they have failed, even though we're still under invasion. Let me read on here. There was a little city. I call it chosen Christianity. And few men within it. Well, many are called, but few are chosen, Jesus said. And there came a great king against it and besieged it. And I believe that this is talking about the Babylonian beast of the deep state. And built great bulwarks against it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man. Well, Jesus is identified as that poor wise man. In another text I'm going to share with you in a moment. This is the Jesus who walked the earth and is in the little city. Notice that. There was found in it. He's in the little city. That is the chosen people of God. And he, by his wisdom, delivered the city. By his wisdom. Yes, the Lord shows us how to escape the judgment of the wicked. He shows us how to do that. He gives us. The Lord gave us Psalm 91, right? Yet no man remembered that same poor man. It's true. The great things that Jesus did, and they don't remember him, and what he provided and what he did for people, anyone who believes, and yet they don't remember him. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Yes, the wisdom of the small city was greater than that of the king. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised. It is totally despised. And his words are not heard. That's true. And even the so-called Christians, not of the elect Christians or people of God of the small city, but the so-called Christians, have forgotten his words. They don't hear him either. The words of the wise heard in quiet are better than the cry of him that ruleth among fools. Yes. Yes, that's compared to what I just said. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. Yes, more powerful than this weapon that we're talking about. But one sinner destroyeth much good. True. Okay, the other text that came to me, Ecclesiastes 4:13-16. Better is the poor and wise youth, Jesus, than an old and foolish king. Well, you can see that in history, but also the deep state elite rulers of this world are now finding this out. They have no power against the power of prayer. Who knoweth not how to receive admonition any more. Yeah, they cannot be corrected. They cannot be corrected. In Christianity, the faction can't be corrected, and in the government, they cannot be corrected. Notice, no amount of wisdom, no amount of understanding, no amount of truth can they ever receive. They're just as crazy as they can be. For out of prison he came forth to be king. Well, you know the type of Joseph, who is a type of Jesus, came forth out of prison to be king. Jesus went and visited the souls in prison and came forth to be king. Okay? Both of these, of course, are types of the man-child ministry that's coming out of prison to be king. And that's because the King of Kings lives inside this body of people, body of reformers. Yea, even in his kingdom he was born poor. That was Jesus. You know, I mean, here's the great king coming. And where is he born? You know, in the stable. It's interesting. I saw all the living, those in whom is the life of Christ. I saw all the living that walk under the sun. You can also read S-O-N. That they were with the youth, Jesus. All of the living under the sun, S-O-N, are with the youth, Jesus. And now listen to this. The second that stood up in his stead, the second one that stood up in the stead of Jesus. That's the man-child of Revelation 12. Jesus said he was coming again. In John 16, as a man-child born to a woman, then you go to look for the second time he comes, and you find him in Revelation 12. There was no end to all the people, even all of them over whom he was. Yeah, and matter of fact, there are more Christians alive today than in all of the rest of history together. Yet they that come after shall not rejoice in him. It is so true. Look at the apostasy in Christianity. And of course, they have no protection. There's no blood over their doorpost to keep the destroyer from coming in and taking them out. They have forgotten Jesus, but he is returning in the man-child by spirit and by word. Surely this also is vanity and a striving after wind. So there you have it, the little city that the deep state Satanists want to destroy desperately. Because this little city has more power than all of the deep state. And I pray that all of them will wake up to find out the fullness of that power. So she said, as I woke up, I thought, you will not be able to get the inhabitants who are in Christ, quote unquote. And then she lists Psalm 91, 2-8. Actually, all of Psalm 91 is great on this. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. Can you say that? You should. My God in whom I trust. Can you say that? You should. For he will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. Oh, praise God, the traps that these wicked people lay. And from the deadly pestilence. He will cover thee with his pinions. Where's that pestilence coming from? Well, we've shared with you many revelations that God said there was a coming pestilence. And in a good many of those, it's coming from the sky. Right? He will cover thee with his pinions, and under his wings shalt thou take refuge. His truth is a shield and a buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Okay. You're not to be afraid. Those who abide in the secret place of the Most High, 91:1, are not to be afraid. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes thou shalt behold and see the reward of the wicked. Okay, so that's pretty close. I mean, we just shared with you a revelation about the bride going through this situation with the apostate church while the apostate church was being wiped out. But these people were preserved because they know the secret of Psalm 91. She said, I asked the Lord for a word by faith at random about this small town and received Luke 24:16. And in context, 13 through 16. And behold, two of them were going that very day to a village named Emmaus, which was 80 furlongs from Jerusalem. And they communed with each other of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass, while they communed, questioned together, that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were beholden that they should not know him. So he spoke many wonderful things to them and went and broke bread in Emmaus with them and disappeared. So what does this symbolize? Well, this small village brought forth a resurrection revelation of Christ, Emmaus. The disciples got a revelation of the resurrected Christ in Emmaus. And this could be a symbol of those who really know Jesus today. Many only know him through apostate religion, which brings them none of his benefits, like Psalm 91 and preservation from the deep state beast, right? So, Vanessa said, I did a search on Google for Emmaus, and it means warm spring. Also, I saw that there is a city by this name in the United States. And according to Wikipedia, Emmaus, Pennsylvania, was settled in the 1740s. And dates its founding to 1759. For approximately 100 years, until the mid-19th century, it was a closed community of the Moravian Church. The population was 11,873 in 2017. Emmaus has been listed as one of the top 100 best places to live in the United States by Money Magazine. Okay, but my thoughts are, Satan, who has invaded the deep state like no other beast, is out to destroy the real Christians who have revelation of the resurrected Jesus. And I believe Emmaus represents here reformers who believed in original Christianity. Yes. The Moravians were spirit-filled people originally and were great evangelists. They started revivals and were great prayer warriors who influenced John Wesley greatly and brought about his conversion, actually. And probably he got filled with the Holy Spirit. I read that in a book years ago, that it was among them that he got filled with the Holy Spirit. They were greatly persecuted by Catholicism as reformers in their day who believed in the Bible. And in their latter years, there was a falling away, which was true about all great movements who forget their roots when the following generations are born. Happens every time. Happened that time too. But what they were originally is something powerful. They greatly impressed John Wesley. And, his great evangelist spirit came from them. And it's amazing to me, she said, that the Lord gave me this word about Emmaus when I asked for a word about the small town in this dream. And I was surprised to see that there is a small town by this name in Pennsylvania. Thank you, Father, for your sovereignty and your protection of your people. Thank you for your warnings. And we ask that all of your people abide in the secret place of the Most High in these destructions. And no matter where we are, it will not come near us. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, this is a spiritual corporate little city all over the world, you know. And let me say something about alien space machines and the aliens that flew them. You know, aliens are demons. We give you much emphasis on this or much proof on this on our site. But they can bring great deception when they take on flesh as deceivers of mankind. And as God and angels took on bodily forms in the Bible, so can angels of Satan. They can build physical structures like UFOs and give this technology to the human helpers, just like they did with the atomic bomb. That was a demonic thing that was given to mankind, something that's been used greatly to destroy. Now, you know, at the bottom of this text, we're going to give you many links on our site and that speak about aliens and that they're demons and Christians, by the way, who rebuked them in Jesus' name and they disappeared, things like that. These aliens are afraid of the name of Jesus. They are. And when people have spoken the name of Jesus, when they were in the midst of abducting them and other things, they just disappeared. I remember my friend from years ago, Colonel S.C., who spoke about going into the underground cities where there were aliens and they could walk through walls. You know, alien flesh can't do that, you know. They're demons. He was convinced they were demons. And by the way, they were doing the same thing in those underground cities as the Satanists in this government that we just overthrew were doing, and that is eating children. They wanted what they called innocent flesh. The demons ate children, which were provided for them by whatever evil government, probably our deep state, provided for them. And the deep state Satanists do the same thing. Much evidence have we shared on our side about this. Okay, so let me just share just a little bit about this, not too much. Alien demon disclosure on our site. I'll just point this out to you. That many point out that as were the days of Noah, so it shall be in the coming of the Son of Man. So we have to have the same problem today with giants, they say. Well, I explain the giants in an article speaking about giants on our site, and I'll link it on the bottom here. I explain it from scriptures. But they are not the giants that we have the type and shadow of for in the Old Testament. We can't make gossip into doctrine. There are people who say that they've seen these giants. In fact, I heard a story about giants that were seen and disappeared. And I've heard several stories about that. The giants appeared and then disappeared. Let me tell you, if giants disappear, they're not giants. And I've seen photo-opt pictures of great skulls and stuff next to the people who were digging them out, and seen the other pictures, the original pictures, where these huge bones were just a normal size skeleton. In other words, it was faked. I saw it. Well, that lets you know that these giants were not flesh. And demons that can pass through walls are not flesh either. They can appear as flesh, just as the angels could, and even feel and touch as flesh. And these giants in the Bible were flesh. They died. They were killed. And the remnants of them after the flood were wiped out. Some by David's mighty men, David himself, you know. And the flood wiped them out. But the ones that were left, they obviously degenerated with the rest. Well, anyway, this doesn't sound like much like a man crossed with angels. which is something Jesus said they don't do. Okay. If they were, they didn't have much angel in them, did they? And they all died. Normal-sized humans in the Bible killed these giants. So, just how much angel could they have had in them? Just one angel in the Bible killed 185,000 men. Could demons do the same? They could, yes. You don't want to mess with them. Now, if we had two or three witnesses, that would be fine. But what we really have is a whole bunch of fables that Christians are passing on just like the Jews did. Any giants that disappear are just like the aliens. They're just demonic manifestations, not men. Listen to this. In a Bible code search for these things, Fabrice, who I knew for many years ago, found a matrix which said, quote, the aliens / all are seraphim angels / many are UFOs / all are demons / the wicked ones. So here's the alien deception. This is where it's really coming from. They want you to believe what these aliens, quote, are saying about Christ, the end time, so on and so forth. They want to lead you astray. They come here to deceive. And they have deceived governments who don't know God. And they are, you know, in possession of these demons, or vice versa. And they've had underground wars with them, as men have reported, which all that is a farce, because one demon can wipe out anybody that comes against them. So if you got demons dying or aliens dying, guess what? You know, this is a farce. It's a lie. Remember, that angels manifested in the appearance of men in the Bible, and so can demons, because they are angels, fallen angels. We also have on our site a testimony by a man who became a Christian when researching alien abductions and finding out that when many Christians were abducted and used the name of Jesus on the aliens, they found themselves in their bed and the aliens were nowhere to be seen. Yes, we have that on our site too. And Colonel S.C. said, by the way, those demons, if they got next to a wall, they could pass right through it. So these aren't aliens. These are demons manifested in flesh. And that's their purpose for coming here and manifesting in flesh. They do bow to Jesus' names. That article, by the way, on our site was called Sons of God, Aliens, and Giants. And I don't think it can be argued with if a person believes the scriptures. So, we will put the links of these on this text so that you can peruse them a little bit and find out some things. And by the way, again, you can go on the internet and find out much information, pictures of flying saucers that were taken, and including Hitler's flying saucers. Pictures of those were taken, and some pictures of our modern UFOs were taken. And men, military people flying jets have pictures of them, etc. So they're here. And they were reverse engineered from advanced technology, which Satan certainly has. He gave them the atom bomb. He has advanced technology. And so they can, you know, outfly anything in the sky and do things that are pretty stupendous. And but everybody wants you to believe that these are aliens, okay? And can they appear? Can they come in flesh? Can they come in flying saucers that you can touch? Yes. We have a revelation on our site concerning that. I'll list that here. How that this person, a good friend of mine, spoke about the aliens, the flying saucer in his dream, and that's Garrett Crawford, and how he thought it was not physical. So he went up to touch the flying saucer, and he was surprised and set back a little bit when it was real. And, of course, he tried to use the name of Jesus on the alien flying the saucer, and they just shoved him out the side and walked on by, because they were physical too. They came in flesh too. So it destroyed the theory that some people have is that they're not physical. Well, they can come in flesh. Okay? So Jesus himself came in flesh. So something to think about. And pray against, because they obviously want more than anything. You know, Satan is not worried about the apostate church, even though he's going to end up killing many apostate Christians, I believe, through this thing that we're talking about here. But this small city is a people that they're really aiming at and wanting to get, because these are the people that are doing the warfare against them. They think they're worried about Trump. It's these people they need to worry about. Trump does exactly what he's prayed for to do. Who is it that's really ruling over them? The kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. And that was when the saints had overcome him. In Revelation 12, who overcame him and cast him down to the earth? Well, the angels did the physical part, but the saints on the earth who held not their life as valuable unto death And because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the words of their testimony, they cast down Satan and his hordes to the earth. How much power do they have against the saints? And I mean by saint, sanctified one. How much do they have against these people? None. Jesus said, I give you authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. That's why these people who are in the midst of abductions and things cry out to Jesus, and they poof, they're gone. That link is here. We don't have enough time to read it, but that link is here. And how this research brought these people out and manifested them to other people who in turn realized that there's power in the name of Jesus. I'm talking about people who are afraid of being abducted time after time after time. We got our brother and sister here, a brother who was abducted. And he gave his testimony last night in a meeting. Well, no, it was Monday night in a meeting of being abducted. And of meeting other people who were abducted in the same place who he later met on this earth, you know, who talked about the same situation, gave the same situation. They were abducted. At that time, I don't believe he knew the Lord. Or knew to use the name of the Lord. Neither did the other man. So you see, if you ever get abducted by these people, I remember Colonel S.C. said that he had to sign a paper he would not use the name of Jesus when he went into the underground cities. Listen, what are the aliens down there afraid of? If you got to sign a paper saying that you will not speak the name of Jesus down there. What are they afraid of? They're fakes. You see, it's very, very clear. So, Father, we ask you in Jesus' name to have the saints pray. Have the saints pray for not just those people who know about Psalm 91, but those young Christians out there who are passing through apostate Christianity in order to come out on the other side, just like I did and just like everybody else did. But they're innocent. They're just ignorant. Lord, I ask that you put it in the heart of your people out there to pray for the innocent people. People want to believe apostate Christianity because it gives a free pass to their flesh. They don't have to go to the cross. They can go to church on Sunday for fire insurance and go back home and feel like they've comforted themselves instead of reading the Bible and living the crucified life and coming to the place that the demons can't do anything with them. Jesus said, no man takes my life. I lay it down. Jesus laid down his life. Nobody or no demon could have taken his life. And he bore the curse of sin and of death for us so that we wouldn't have to. That's the thing that we've got to keep in mind. We're not under the curse. He became a curse for us. Amen? So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you get the word out before this attack is fulfilled. We have revelations on our site that we've shared quite often of the Lord teaching us and showing us that pestilence is coming and that it is coming from the hand of Babylon, just as it did in the scripture. And Babylon is identified as the deep state whom Cyrus conquered. Babylon in his day, his deep state in his day, he conquered that. And we have received from the Lord clearly that Trump is Cyrus. And he is doing what? He is destroying the deep state Babylon. They are identified. And their mortal enemy, because they are Satanists, their mortal enemy is the real Christians. They don't mind the rest of the sleeping Christians. They're not a problem. They don't cast out demons. They don't, exercise the name of Jesus. They don't do these things. So they're not worried about them. They got them already. They have been in captivity to Babylon for a long, long time. But some in these days are coming out of captivity to rebuild the true city of God and the true kingdom of God. And we thank God for that. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you get this revelation out, that your people begin to pray. Begin to pray and exercise their authority against the principalities and the powers and the rulers of this darkness, Lord. We've been seeing tremendous success. They're trying to take out Trump. It ain't Trump. It's God. And it's God through his saints praying and believing. Jesus said, all things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe you received them, and you shall have them. If you really believe that, which some people don't, even though it's in the Bible, some Christians don't, even because it's in the Bible. If you really believe that, what would you do? Would you be salt in the earth to destroy the wicked mechanisms of man against man and of demons against man when you're called to do so? Of course. And the Lord chose that because man fell and delivered the earth over to Satan, his servant you are whom you obey, that he was going to use man to take the earth back. Which it says at the last trump, the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, when they took the earth back. It is men like Moses who destroyed Egypt and delivered God's people by the hand of God. And so it's by men that God has chosen to destroy the wicked mechanism at this time because it's premature. There is the beast, the mark of the beast coming, and to make war against the saints. And many shall be taken out. But in these days, many are going to be taken out because of ignorance of the Word of God, very clearly. Psalm 91 is true today. Many have proven it, including myself. So, Father, we thank you. We know that they've been flying these saucers for many, many years, and many are looking up and thinking it's aliens, and it's just never been the truth. And so the aliens, who are the demons, gave this technology to men for the purpose, for their end times purpose. And, of course, it is to destroy the people of God, the little city. Amen. Father, again, in Jesus' name, thank you for raising up your people, making them powerful in your name, and to just use your name against the enemy. Either it doesn't have to be a seen alien, it can be an unseen alien. We call demons. They can use your name on them, Lord, and you gave them authority. In my name, they will cast out demons. In my name. Thank you, Father. So what's the secret of Garrett Crawford's coming up to this supposed alien and finding out it was physical, and they didn't pay any attention to his command in the name of Jesus? What happens here? Why is that so? Well, it's because when the demons are doing the will of God, you don't have authority over them. Let me say, the demons through the deep state are going to destroy many apostate Christians who stand in the way of others from finding out the truth and walking in the steps of Jesus. They have orders from God to do this. And all through the Bible, the apostate leadership of Christianity was destroyed by, yes, Babylon, the very same entity we know is the deep state. And they've been given that authority. If you go back and read it, as we've read it to you before, they've been given that authority by God Himself. The demons have rights. They're given to them by God. Their official purpose is to bring the curse against men who fall under its power, legally speaking. They administer the curse. That's their job. Even Paul in 1 Corinthians 5 turned men under sin over to Satan for the destruction of their flesh. He used their power. Remember what Jesus said, I give you authority over all the power of the enemy, right? You have a right to use their power. You may tell demons what to do. We just did a lot of that here and over the internet and with people out there who called us and so on and so forth. Deliverances, commanding the demons, telling them what to do. You can turn people over to demons if you're in the will of God. If you're not, you probably get yourself spanked. But you can turn people over to demons if you're in the will of God. In other words, it's God doing it, not you, you know. Or you can deliver people from demons. Because demons bring people to the place where they never, ever want to sin again. They can torment you. They're the tormentors, Jesus said. When you don't forgive your brother, my Father turns you over to the tormentors. And by the time the tormentors turn you loose, you'll wish you never did that. I know people who are got the stupid demons on them. I've had that for a decade. And it's just a shame. They wasted their life. They wasted their children's life. They wasted the relative's life, their husband and wife or whatever. They wasted their life because they were turned over to demons. Remember the man who didn't forgive his fellow servants? He and his children were to be sold. His wife and children were to be sold into bondage. And these people, because of their unforgiveness and bitterness and fictitious slander that they put out there, are sold. Their children are miserable. We were just looking at one child of a person that left us in this manner. The kid was a relatively good kid. We've had quite a few of those, relatively good kids. Looked at them later on the internet. They're just a mess. Seen them out in the public, they're a mess. Demon-possessed mess. All that because dad and mom gave themselves over to these demons. All right. Well, Father, we ask you to bless Michael Hare as he comes and shares with the brethren today, too. In Jesus' name, we thank you so much, Father, that a mighty move of your Spirit is going to be raised up among the people this way. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, saints. God bless you. Bye-bye.